This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa, on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Absolutely burning it up here on the program this morning. So let me get this straight. Doug Imhoff got the story of Hanukkah wrong? Oh boy, here we go. I'm telling you, at some point, can somebody just tell Kamala Harris and Douglas Imhoff to just don't anymore. Just stop. Completely. Just stop. Just maybe come back after the new year. Something like that. Folks, welcome to the program this morning. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959. That's the number, 949-822-7959. You can also head over to my home website, kylewarrenshow.com, if you'd like to send me a direct message right from there. Simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you're off and running. And we're off and running here into hour number two of the broadcast. And welcome to everybody listening on AM 860 The Answer, AM 930, of course, and also everybody listening on our great AM and FM radio affiliates distributed by GCN. Or so wherever you are this morning, the overnight hours, we're glad that you're with us. We're glad that you're spending some time with us on the program this morning. Already had a great telephone call, and we've got more to come. And also, of course, later this hour, we'll be talking with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com a little before the top of the hour. Then we'll be talking with her in hour number three as well. Also in hour number three, we'll be talking with Chris Markowski, Watchdog on Wall Street as well. And I've got a great question for him this morning regarding office working, in the sense that some people think it's more efficient to have a complete remote. Others think, no, you got to be in the office all the time. And we'll get his opinion on that and what he's hearing, perhaps, from some of these different companies out there. And then also, of course, some very interesting things going on that could affect oil prices, maybe dropping them pretty significantly if certain things actually do happen. So we'll be asking Chris some of these great questions later on here on the program. So once again, folks, we're going to tell you about what Doug Imhoff, how he got evidently got the story of Hanukkah wrong here in just a little bit. But first, the Supreme Court is going to be hearing, we understand it's indicated it's going to expedite consideration of a petition, this is from Fox News, by special counsel Jack Smith, on whether former President Donald Trump can be prosecuted on charges he plotted to overturn the 2020 election results. Smith made his request to the court to act with unusual speed to prevent any delays that could push back the trial until after next year's presidential election. Trump's trial in the election interference case is set to begin in March. Now, again, one of the key elements in that trial, or in that timing of that trial, is that you're trying to get it to coincide with the primaries, if not Super Tuesday, if I'm not mistaken. But nevertheless, part of the strategy here for the prosecutor is to try and get Donald Trump convicted before the election. See, that's the key here. So is it, let justice be done or let the heavens fall, is the famous line from the movie JFK, right? But other than that, we just got to get Donald Trump somehow convicted and preferably in jail before the election actually commences in 2024. And that, my friends, is one of the things that's going to continue to drive support for Donald Trump in one way or another. And it's interesting to me, too, that you're hearing a lot of pushback about the Hunter Biden charges. Well, these are all politically motivated and this kind of thing. But I guess when it comes to Donald Trump, no, it's just that this has to get done. Because this is like a real trial. It's a real stuff like that. And that's at least though how they want the perception to be regarding it. Other than that, of course, the timing to have it be happening right around the time that the primaries are really getting in full swing. Well, that's not going to really look political, is it? This from Newsmax, according to NBC, an NBC poll. Trump builds a 32-point lead in Iowa. Majority of likely Iowa Republican caucus goers now support former President Donald Trump, according to a new poll. Just 5 weeks before the GOP presidential nominating contest, Trump earns 51% first-choice support from likely Iowa caucus goers, according to the latest NBC News Des Moines Register MediaCom poll. So that's very interesting. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis receives 19% of his first choice support, followed by former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley at 16. So pretty close there. Vivek Ramaswamy gets 5%, and former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie 4% in a poll that has a plus or minus 4.4 percentage margin of error. Trump's 32-point lead has grown 5 points. Since October. Former president's lead is the largest seen so close to a competitive Republican caucus in the poll's history. Trump's support is fueled by evangelical Christians, 51%. Self-identified Republicans, 59%. First-time caucus goers, 63%. And white men without college degrees, 66%. That sounds like a band, doesn't it? what's your band's name? White Men Without College Degrees. Stranger band names have actually existed, haven't they? The fields may have shrunk, but it may have made Donald Trump even stronger, said Iowa pollster J. Ann Seltzer, who has been conducting the NBC survey over the last 3 decades. So this is pretty interesting stuff, folks. We'll tell you more about this and what the prosecutor's looking for here when we come back from the break, and taking your telephone calls as well. 949-822-7959, 949-822-7959. Operators are standing by. Kyle Warren with you.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Bells will be ringing.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
I have no friends. You wish me good once again.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. As we go through this Tuesday edition of the program, 949-822-7959. Operators are standing by to take a call. I love saying that. But one of the things we love about this program, folks, of course, is that the lines are open and we love to hear from you. And we've been hearing from a lot of great people lately, and I really, really do appreciate that. And we've been getting some great feedback on what we're doing here on the program, and it always just makes my day, and I really, really appreciate it. All right, folks, well, let's tell you a little bit more about what's going on with this special counsel looking to the Supreme Court. Court's next scheduled conference day for consideration of such matters is as evidently January the 5th. The court's brief order did not signal what it ultimately may do, but they have asked Donald Trump's lawyers to respond to the special counsel's motion by next Wednesday. That's December 20th, and this, according to the Fox News report here, is 2 days later than Smith, the prosecutor, had requested. So, again, very interesting stuff here going on. At issue is a December 1st ruling from a U.S. district judge, Tanya Chutkin, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, that rejected arguments by Trump's lawyers that he was immune from federal prosecution. In her order, Chutkin wrote that the office of the president, quote, does not confer a lifelong get-out-of-jail-free pass. Former presidents enjoyed no special conditions on their federal criminal liability, she wrote. Defendant may be subject to federal investigation, indictment, prosecution, conviction, and punishment for any criminal acts undertaken while in office. Now, as I understand it, typically, I don't know that you can bring the charges against the sitting president, but once the president leaves office, then you can, in fact, bring those charges. But there's always going to be, more than likely, and I don't know if in this particular case, but typically, if you were a president and you were charged with something, a former president, you would go down the list of things like executive privilege and things like that in order to go through whatever charges or whatever evidence there might be, have your lawyers argue it literally till kingdom come, if possible. That would be part of that strategy. But Donald Trump, of course, is in a unique position to parlay a lot of this, much more so than Hunter Biden could. And it's interesting to me that there's kind of a almost a one-to-one comparison out there from some of these political people, you know, politicians or other pundits and so forth. It's kind of like, well, you know, they're going after Hunter Biden. It's all political and you know, this is all, you know, time for this. And so it's just all kind of it's there because he's a Biden. Well, I don't know that the American people really see it like that. I do think that the narrative that they more tend to agree with, shall we say, is the narrative that Donald Trump has come under this kind of fire because of standing up against the establishment, you know, for lack of a better term, or, you know, this kind of thing, the uniparty, as it's called, or this kind of stuff. And it's a very, very effective way for him to say, look what they're doing to me. I'm trying to get things done for you. I want to change this country for the better. I want to do this. I want to do that. And they're trying to stifle you and using me as the ultimate proxy to do that. But in the case of Hunter Biden, you know, unless you've just got your head stuck in the sand, and you just don't want to see it, all the stuff about Hunter Biden, the laptop, the pictures, the hookers, the all the stuff that's come out about this, and, you know, people look at that kind of stuff and they say, huh, you know, this is, I mean, and that's just for openers, right? Or, you know, what about the other stuff of working and getting these dream jobs and literally, as we heard Jonathan Turley earlier talking about, you know, just the millions of dollars passing through these accounts. All that kind of starts adding up in the mind of the public, and I don't think they see this as a direct one-to-one parallel for what's happening with the Trump prosecutions. So, but there is something to this, though, that I think it will have an effect into the election, and I think there's no doubt about that in terms of Joe Biden, because as it gets worse and worse, and Biden keeps saying, no, it's all lies. It's all lies that he talked about or did anything with Hunter Biden and this kind of stuff. And it's even lying from the beginning of time, at least as far as the campaign goes back, saying, did you know anything about Hunter Biden's business? Oh, no, I never discussed it. Never did. And he's on record several times saying that. And we know that that's false. And so the impact of these prosecutions against Hunter Biden, the ongoing the impeachment inquiry, the possibility of having that really come to fruition, and, you know, basically, yes, the House could vote to impeach President Biden. It is very unlikely, at least at this point, that any impeachment sent over to the Senate would actually go anywhere. In other words, it would more than likely result in a more likely rather would not result in a conviction. But that's also part and parcel of what's wrong with our system today, or this is where it's going off the rails. And that is, you know, there should be sort of a universal feeling out there to say, well, if we have a president who has gone off the rails, if we have a president who's done this and that, and the evidence is there, and the impeachment goes through, and it's a legitimate thing, and so forth, well, then you know, you should have Democrats voting to impeach Joe Biden, if that would be the case, right? But unfortunately, we start looking at these things and you simply count it up and you say, we've got this many Democrats and this many Republicans and you got a independent here and so forth. So it's never going to fly. And that's what I think, especially the public around the highways and byways of the land say, well, wait a minute, something is really rotten in Denmark, as it were, then people should vote accordingly. But of course, that's Pollyannish view of how things should be. It's not really the reality of how things are. We understand that, but I think it just needs to be said sometimes, right? And then the caller we had earlier, Greg in Tampa, his prediction was that Biden will resign, end up pardoning Hunter, and so forth. I suppose even pardoning himself. We've heard this now about presidents pardoning themselves, but if that's the way that Biden will want to parachute out of this thing, that might be something that would be done. But the American people, of course, they deserve far better than all of this. I don't know that they're going to look to a different alternative, a third-party candidate or an independent candidate, even Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And he was interviewed recently, and he was asked the question, I think, by Chris Cuomo over at News Nation, by the way, who ran the debates, News Nation ran the debates the other night. But he was asking RFK Jr., what would you do if you get to the point, I'm just sort of quickly paraphrasing this, what would you do if you got to the point where you could see you're going to tip the election one way or the other and so forth, would you withdraw from the race? And I like how RFK Jr. Thinks and talks a lot of the time when he just basically says, no, I'm in to spoil the race for both Trump and Biden. He says, I mean to win it. Now, I know that that's, right now, that's far-fetched. It certainly is. But, again, I've been saying for a long time now, we're in uncharted political waters. I don't know that a third party or an independent candidate can come in and win the election. But once again, here we are. It's just the middle of December. What happens if something else occurs in the world? What else happens in our country, in our political day-to-day goings-on that could shift that kind of possibility? I don't think it's beyond the realm of possibility. It would be incredibly rare and a very significantly odd and rare event. But I just think you've got a lot of people out there who are looking for something different to happen. But getting back to sort of the reality of everything, Donald Trump seems to be continuing to go strong here. And these prosecutions that were designed in so many ways to create this problem for him, in so many ways, he's parlaying into becoming stronger. And this is what the far left hasn't figured out yet. The more they try to do this stuff, the more people start digging in and hunkering down and saying, maybe Donald Trump's the only person who can actually go up against these people. So very interesting. Don't we live in interesting times, my friend? Well, it's going to be more interesting when we come back from the break. Stay right there. Kyle Warren with you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
U.S. USA News Update. The special counsel prosecuting former President Trump wants the Supreme Court to immediately decide Trump's immunity claim. White House correspondent John Decker.
It may just decide, you know what, we're not going to step in at this point. Or it may say, you know what, this is a very important issue. We need to resolve this issue right now.
The Supreme Court said they will consider the expedited request. The Biden administration defends its veto of a UN resolution for an immediate Israel-Hamas ceasefire. They express concerns that a general ceasefire could empower Hamas leaders to control Gaza and plan future attacks on Israel. Israeli forces are engaged in clashes with Hamas fighters in Gaza's two largest cities today, marking the third month of the ongoing conflict. Simultaneously, Qatari officials are making efforts to resume negotiations for the release of hostages. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
The Israeli military is pressing hard against terror group Hamas in Gaza's main city. Correspondent Toro Filibeci is the latest. Israel's defense minister pushes back against international calls to wrap up the country's military offensive.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. And Santa Claus is coming to town. We all know that. And I'm hoping that you're on the nice list. I think I'm on the nice list. I don't know. I never want to assume too much. But welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822. Of course, I'm on the list. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program.
Great story.
And we have so much more to tell you about, to talk about here on the program. So once again, 949-822-7959, or head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send me a direct message, sure would like to hear from you that way as well. Get this, folks. The United States to share missile secrets with China under a new proposal. This from Newsweek. The U.S. is considering a deal with China that will see the two countries warn each other before they launch any missiles, according to the Japanese press. Details of the proposals were reported by Nikkei Asia, which quoted an unnamed senior U.S. State Department official in an article published on Monday. The source claimed that it was hoped that the two nations would have a reciprocal obligation to clarify what we're doing, and added that the pact would be similar to an existing arrangement between the U.S. and Russia.
Reports that the deal is being considered come as the U.S. and China navigate a fraught relationship amid mutual suspicion between the two countries. Oh, boy. And that's fun. A diplomatic fury erupted in February when the U.S. accused China of flying a spy balloon over American airspace. I think they actually did. Pretty sure. I don't know. I'm going to go out on a limb here. But I think it probably was. I think it was a spy balloon. But, of course, yes, the U.S. accused them of doing that, suspected that it was. But certainly, China learned a lot by that, though, didn't they? Didn't they learn a lot about our response and how President Biden would actually respond to any of this stuff? It took us a long time. In fact, it traversed across the entire continental United States before it finally got shot down. I don't know, folks. I would say this, too. Try flying and please don't go out there and do this. This is all just for sake of argument and for illustration. But just go for a minute. Try to launch a spy balloon or any balloon over China and just send this balloon. Try to fly it over their most sensitive areas of, you know, for nuclear things or what happened, or military bases, or just fly it right over President Xi's house or something, and see how fast the Chinese military shoots that thing down. And I don't know, and I'm just going to go out on a limb here as well, I don't know that it would be, there'd be all kinds of sort of gnashing of teeth and sort of, well, I don't know, we don't want to shoot it down over the city, you know, this kind of stuff. In fact, we could have shot that thing down over Montana. And, you know, it would be have a low likelihood of coming down on top of someone, of a person in that sense, especially if we knew it would be in an open area, in a place where, you know, the open range, basically, in Montana. It's one of the most beautiful things about Montana is its wide open spaces. That's why it has to have such a big sky. You ever think about that? Right? That's why it has to have such a big sky. Because Montana is so expansive and wonderful, isn't it? But we should have shot that thing down on day one. Also, China's designs on Taiwan and accusations of human rights abuses are also responsible for much of the frostiness. See how they work that in here, folks? It's Christmas time. A little some of the frostiness in the relationship. While American fears that China may challenge its technological or trade interests have also played a role. And this summer it emerged that China was refusing to resume communication between its armed forces and the American military. But last month, Presidents Joe Biden and Xi Jinping, you remember they put all the wonderful Chinese flags up and they cleaned up the city of San Francisco. They washed down the streets. I'll just leave it at that. They washed down the streets and put up the flags. And here came President Xi. And they met, of course, there in San Francisco, where they met to strike a series of landmark deals, including the resumption of military-to-military dialogue. And if Monday's report by Nikkei Asia is correct, it means the two countries are serious about their commitment. Well, that's wonderful. Now, are they going to tell us when they send the next spy balloon over? One of the other things, it's not just about the military-to-military contact, although I understand that that would be significant. That's a significant step. It's a significant relationship sort of issue here. But there's so many things that are going on. You know, we've heard about these labs and so forth in America that have ties back to China and labs where they're working on God knows what. Also, of course, we got the fentanyl issue. We got all these different things happening. And this is, again, where I think President Xi sizes up the American president. And I hate to say it like that, too, because I'm a big believer in the politics, you know, stops at the shoreline. We have to have a strong president. There's no doubt about that. Whether they're a Republican or a Democrat, always our hope is that the president is going to be strong to serve the interests of the United States abroad and to make potential foes or declared foes or undeclared foes think twice about doing something. And having said that, of course, what have we seen happen in very recent times with the Biden administration. Well, they've not really projected, shall we say, the kind of strength and fortitude and consequence that needs to be there in order to keep bad actors from doing bad things. You know, the spy balloon thing is almost an ultimate expression of, well, I don't know. What do you think we should do? I don't know. I don't know. Should we shoot it down? I don't know. It just, you know, is it really spying on us? I don't know. Well, what is it? Well, it is a weather balloon. No, it's not a weather balloon. And this goes on and on. And it's just indecisive. And one of the things that these bad actors, one of the only things they understand is decisiveness. If they think for a minute that we are going to vacillate back and forth, and this is one of the reasons, by the way, too, I think that in the Israel-Hamas conflict, or war, basically, Israel, you know, I think people take very serious, and the Arab world takes it very serious, what Israel says. Well, you know what? In fact, the other day, Netanyahu said, you know, if you attack us from the north, we're going to turn Lebanon into Gaza. I mean, just you wait and see. And when you have that ability to be believed with what you say, because you have a track record of being decisive, that, my friends, I'm not going to say half the battle, it's just an expression, but what it is, it's a very significant part of making sure, or at least trying to minimize the idea that you would have a battle. And unfortunately, I don't think that Joe Biden has really projected this. I'm not just saying that because he's a Democrat or this kind of thing, but this is exactly the kind of thing that we can't have from either a Republican or a Democrat, because our safety, the safety of our troops abroad, the safety of our citizens abroad, the safety of our allies and our interests, all these things are basically entrusted to one person. Right? Ultimately, in the sense of, you know, the President of the United States, and making the right calls, making the right decisions, projecting the right attitude. So, just get me started on this. Don't get me started on this, basically. But at any rate, so this may be a step towards having better communication. Hopefully that's the case. But make no mistake. Right? China is always going to be probing. China is always going to be looking to see, because none of these other things are they trying to really do anything about. The Uyghurs, human rights the issues in general, the communist government structure, all these, none of this stuff is ever really going to be addressed. And so we always have to remember that. It's good to build bridges and to build, you know, try to build on trust and so forth. That's all very, very good. But until and unless there are fundamental changes, well, we always have to be very, very careful indeed. So, tell you what, stay right there, folks. When we come back, we've got our second Trucker Travel Report. The time is flying by, and we're having fun this morning on the program, as always. Time flying by, and we're glad that you're there, and I'm glad to be here too. And when we come back, we've got the Trucker Traveler Report, as I just said. We got another great song, so stay right there. Don't go anywhere.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com. www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Merry Christmas. Happy Christmas. Happy Hanukkah as well. As we head through this Tuesday morning edition of the program. And, of course, we've hit the portion of the program here again. We're going to do our second Trucker Traveler Report. And that's Jose Feliciano. Of course, it's not Christmas without Jose Feliciano. I think that's a fair statement. And, well, once again, folks, it's time for a Trucker Traveler Report. And, of course, each morning we let you know what we're seeing on the weather maps. But also we like to play a great song to keep you going, keep you revved up, keep you pumping. Keep you going down the road, doing your job, whatever it is that you're doing this morning, we're right there along with you, glad to keep you going in the overnight hours across the radio dial. And we've got another great song. Earlier we had Brian Sets Your Orchestra, and we thought we'd make it a Brian Sets Your Orchestra morning here on the program. Again, great fusion, rock and roll, and now a traditional Christmas song, but also with that sort of 40s big band flavor, as only Brian Setzer and his orchestra can do. Let's listen in. 57 Chevrolet. Well, excuse me, a 57 Chevrolet. Yeah, how about that? Absolutely. Brian Setzer, orchestra, jingle bells, and yes, oh, what fun it is to ride in a 57 Chevrolet or a one-horse open sleigh, whatever it might be, because it's Christmas time, folks. And we're playing some Christmas-oriented music as we go through the month here, of course. And this kind of struck my fancy tonight, a little bit of Brian Setzer. And again, those horns, the big band sound, those stings that are throughout that song, just really cool, very, very cool indeed. All right, let's take a look at, again, back to our weather maps here. We do have a pretty open map overall, so that's good. But we do have some freezing fog to tell you about. This in Idaho Falls in southern Idaho. So if you're in that area, Idaho Falls, Blackfoot, Pocatello, American Falls. And then if you're heading south down Interstate 15 into northern Utah, you're also going to be having that freezing fog advisory until you get to Utah. We've also got a dense fog advisory for our friends in Walla Walla. And of course, you want to check that out, of course, in Washington. Be careful there. Dayton as well. Then south down into northern Oregon. Heppner, Madras, down to Bend, Oregon. Be careful in that area. Aerial flood watch continues for our friends in Seattle. And that's basically hopefully dropping off as we go through the morning here. But no precipitation on the map right now. But they've been getting some pretty big storms up there, lots and lots of rain. Winter storm watch in northern New Mexico this morning, coming down Interstate 25 out of Trinidad, Colorado, down towards Las Vegas, New Mexico, and then west over to Santa Fe, New Mexico. We've also got, as I recall, frost advisory. This in northern Florida, this just west of Jacksonville. So if you're in that area coming along I-10 or down I-75, let's see here, just a little bit south of Lake City, you've got that frost advisory going on there. And then up into southern Georgia, it becomes a freeze warning near Douglas and Hazelhurst. So do be aware of that this hour. Also, along part of the coast, the Gulf Coast of Florida, looks like it's going to start around a little north of Cedar Key, so Horseshoe Beach, all the way over towards about Crawfordville. You've got frost advisory going on there this morning as well. So be aware of that. And take precautions as necessary, of course. And other than that, we're not seeing a lot of precipitation on the map this morning. That's good, although we do see some off the coast out in the Pacific Ocean making its way down from Canada. So that could be impactful here maybe over the next few days. We'll keep an eye on it for you, of course. But right now, hopefully it's smooth sailing for you wherever you are. But, of course, in those higher elevations, be careful because it is getting cold out there. For example, looks like Chicago, 35 degrees right now. Boston, if you happen to be in Boston, 36 degrees. Looks like Philadelphia, 35 degrees. Sacramento, California, 43 degrees right now. Let's see. Also, well, it's a little bit, it's almost warm in San Jose at 55 degrees. All right, folks, be careful out there. And now it's time, of course, to bring on in Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Well, there's so much to talk about. We've got the whole thing going on with Hunter Biden wants to get rid of this gun charge because of the Second Amendment.
Well, he and the lawyer are going back to that agreement that was allegedly, well, it wasn't allegedly, it was hidden in the text, and the judge caught it. So they want to go back to that. They think that still stands. So, yeah, they're trying everything that they can to save Hunter Biden. And, you know, we'll see. I mean, these judges, it's gotten to the point where they're so inundated with all of these cases that are going on, and you have to kind of go piece by piece by piece by piece. So, it's hard to track it, and I would say just be patient. You know, I guess we're going to have to see what these decisions are whenever they happen.
Well, indeed. But, you know, and also, of course, you know, you've got Trump looking at the Supreme, or the prosecutor looking to the Supreme Court about the Trump cases. Now, they're trying to make sure that these things happen right around Super Tuesday. Am I correct with that?
Yes. Yeah.
So that'll be fun. How do you go out and campaign for Super Tuesday when you're getting ready for a very public kind of trial?
Therein lies how this whole thing has played out. I mean, with the gag orders and so forth, you know, what it can and can't do. And, you know, they're trying to certainly break him from his campaign, but they're also trying to break him financially.
Indeed. Well, but what do you make of these polls? You know, it looks like in the history of the Iowa caucuses, it looks like Trump has the biggest lead ever going into that. And this from a pollster who's been doing it for about 30 years, evidently.
Yes, and they seem to be pretty consistent. Now, I'm not a poll watcher. I look at them. I don't put a lot of time into them. But Trump's numbers just seem to be, I don't want to say necessarily rising anymore, because I think they've risen, they've kind of peaked, but they're also staying there.
Right. Right. No, I agree. A lot of times the polls are just snapshots, and sometimes you can make a poll say whatever it is you want it to say.
Based on the question.
Exactly. But in Trump's case, I mean, this is rather unprecedented, and that's why I'm right there with you. It's all of a sudden, it's like, well, they're very consistent, so, you know, maybe they're saying something in a general, you know, general capacity here. Well, I'll tell you what, hold there real quick, Denise. We're coming up to the top of the hour news. And folks, you'll hear your headlines. We'll pay a couple of bills. But we're going to come right back with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook, bright and early here on this Tuesday morning. Kyle Warren with you.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.